Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Shvuot, the Chaf Hei Amud Al, top of the Amud, looking at the fifth Mishnah in the third parak of Shvuot. And here we're going to get some general definitions of the range of Shvuot Bitui. Echad Dvarim Shal Atzmo, Echad Dvarim Shal Achirim. A Shvuot can relate to yourself, it can also relate to others, as we will see. Echad Dvarim Sheish Ben Mamash, Echad Dvarim Shein Ben Mamash. And as we mentioned earlier, it applies to things that are tangible and things that are intangible. Again, as we will see. Ketzad, let's see examples. An example of Dvarim Shal Achirim is Amar Shvua She'etein Le'ish Ploni V'Shalo Etein. Take an oath that you will give something to somebody or you won't give something to somebody. Shnatati V'Shalantati, Filong Rabbi Kiva, both of the past, I gave it or I didn't give it. That's the first part. The other part of intangibles is She'ishan V'Shalo Ishan, She'ashanti V'Shalo Ashanti, an oath that you will sleep, won't sleep, did sleep, didn't sleep. Or another intangible, about an activity. She'ezrok tzor le'yam, she'lo ezrok, that I'll throw a rock into the sea. I won't. Zorakti, she'lo zorakti, I did, I didn't. Those are all within range. Now, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees about half of them. As we know, eno chayav ela alatid lavo, you're only chayav for things about the future. Mar, lahara o lehitiv. Pasuk says, ki vatei adam mitzvotav Lehara o lehitiv means to do bad or to good, to deprive and to enjoy, however much enjoy, but it is always about the future. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Ken enli el advarim shesh ben hara ava hatava. So if you want to be literalistic about it, then you should only include things that have a clear-cut benefit or diminishment, like such as I will eat or I will fast, but not something that's neutral, like I'll go to the park. What about something that doesn't have a clear-cut benefit, calling it benefit neutral? Because the pasuk then says, whatever a person expresses. So Rabbi Kiva says, the text expands it so that it includes also things that are benefit neutral, the text also expands it for the past. Certainly is not an obvious conclusion. Now, Tana Rabbanan, there's a very, very famous bright Tosefta about Nedarim and Shvuot. Chomer Nedarim and Shvuot, Chomer Shvuot and Nedarim. Each has a Chomer relative to the other. Chomer Nedarim, why are Nedarim more severe than Shvuot? Shandarim Chalim Alvar Mitzvah Kedvar Rishut. A Neder can apply to a Mitzvah. You could say, I'm banning Hana of that tefillin, or of all tefillin, for me. I'm banning Hana of a Sukkah, for me. And it works. Vashankim Shvuot, you cannot take a Shvuah, I won't sit in a Sukkah, or I won't put on tefillin. Chomer v'shvuot, but shvuot have a chumra. Shashvuot chalot al davar she'ein bo mamash, ki davar she'yesh bo mamash. Shvuot apply to intangibles, just like tangibles, ma she'ein kein nedarim, which is not true about nedarim. Now, both, by the way, those two differences are rooted in the same essential difference, which is that nedarim are about an object, shvuot are about a subject. Shvuot are about person, and therefore the person who is already bound to put on tefillin cannot unbind him. Sorry for the pun. But the tefillin can be put into a different category. And therefore, a shvuah can also apply to something that's intangible because it's about what the person is going to do. Now, ketzad, we're going back to the Mishnah. Mar shvuah she'etein the ploni v'shelo etein. So my etein, what does etein mean? Ilei matztaka lani, if you think it's talking about giving a gift which is a mitzvah like tztaka, which b'avio menu ar sinai, you're already bound to do that. Shinemar naton titein lo. So, elamatana al-asher means a gift to your friend, a gift to somebody. Asher doesn't have to mean a rich person, just means somebody who is not asking you, you're not giving it to him as tzedakah. Now, shishan v'shalo ishan, the first example of intangible was sleeping. Eini v'amar v'yochanan, this famous piece, ha'omer shvua shalo ishan gimel yamim, malkin oto v'yashen la'altar. A person takes an oath that he won't sleep for 3 days, which we know is near impossible. We give him makot right away for violating the shvua, and we let him go to sleep right away. The answer is Atun Mar Gimel, Hachal Mar Gimel. That's very easy. In our case, the guy just said Shalom Yishan. It might have been in the next 10 minutes. It might have been during the Slayer's lecture. It might have been tonight. As opposed to when it's 3 days and we already know it's beyond what most people can do, then Rabbi Yochanan's piece fits in. Okay, Shazok Liya, Tzor Liyam Shalom Azok. Now we have an interesting discussion about something related. Itamar. Shvuash Zarak Poni Tzor Liyam Shalom Zarak. Now you take an oath, not that you're going to throw something in the sea or did, but rather somebody else threw it in the sea. Rav Amar Chayav, Ushmuel Amar Patur. Okay, there we go. Means it turns out it wasn't true. Rav Amar Chayav, why? Ite Belev Lavahain. what the concern is, because the pasuk says l'rao l'hetiv, that means that every shvua has to be theoretically reversible, meaning you could say either side of it. So therefore, since you could say shvua shezarak ploni l'yam, and you could also say shvua shelo zarak ploni l'yam, either ploni did throw something in the sea or ploni didn't, therefore the oath is valid. Shmuel amar patur, and this is what we suppose his reason is, leite b'lahamba, it's not reversible in time, meaning you cannot make such an oath and say, I'm taking an oath that Ploni will throw something in the sea. Ploni's not under your control. Now, our first suggestion is, Lema beplugta de Rabbi Ishmael ve Rabbi Akiva kamipalgi. Perhaps Rav and Shmuel are simply replicating the machloket of Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And as I mentioned many times in this forum, whenever such a presentation is made, it's not a suggestion, it's really an attack. Because there's no way that Rav and Shmuel are going to replicate the machloket of Tanaim when that halacha has already been decided, and even if not, they would just say halacha k'Rabbi Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. It means that we have to refine our understanding of Rav and Shmuel. So let's play it out. Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel omer nechayav et la'atid lavo. As we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says you're only chayav future oath shemar la'ra'u leitiv. Rav Akiva, im kein eli el advarim sheish ben hara'av atavad, v'asher ein behem hara'av atavad minayim, arlo me'irah katuv, amarlo me'irah katuv l'chach, amarlo katuv l'chach. That's our Mishnah. So now, we assume Rav d'amar k'Rabbi Akiva. Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva that oaths about the past are valid. Shmuel d'amar k'Rabbi Shmuel. And Shmuel says oaths about the past, basically, are not valid. Well, that's overly simple. Ali but Rabbi Shmuel kuli amal apligi. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Shmuel would say this oath is not valid. Because hashta milti ite balahaba lo mechayiv al Rabbi Shmuel ham shavar. Something that you could turn into a thing about the future. It's still, if it's about the past, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're not chayiv. So if you said, achalti, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're not chayiv, even though you could say, ochal. Milta deleta v'lahaba mibayas, or something that you couldn't turn into a future oath. You certainly, he would not be mechayiv for the past. And a simple way of saying it is, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're not chayiv for the past. So it can't be that it's Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Shmuel. Ki pligi alibit Rabbi Akiva. The machlok at Rav and Shmuel is about what Rabbi Akiva would say here. Rav k'Rabbi Akiva, what that means is that Rav is taking the simplest position of Rabbi Akiva, that is, that an oath about the past is valid and doesn't need to be reversible. Ushmuel amar, reversible meaning in time. Ad kan lo mechai Rabbi Akiva hatam l'sha'avar, where does Rabbi Akiva say achalti is valid? Is elamilta di'ita balahaba, only something that you could also say about the future. In other words, and this is quite elegant, Rabbi Akiva, who extends the oath, we all agree that the oath starts with the future. The Shnayim Shein Arba, at the beginning of the Masechet, and the beginning of our parak, the Shnayim, the key Shnayim, were Ochal v'lo Ochal. Everybody agrees that it's rooted in my commitment to the future. If I'm going to extend it to the past, perhaps, Shmuel argues, Rabbi Akiva says that the oath about the past is only valid if it could be said about the future. But, Mechav Rabbi Akiva l'sha'avar, well, midi d'leite v'lahaba lo. So, therefore, they're not disagreeing about whether to accept Rabbi Shmuel or Akiva. They're disagreeing about what to say about Rabbi Akiva. So let's try this. Lema beplugta de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav Rabbanan kamipalgi. And this is a machloket we're going to see later on in Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav and Rabbanan disagree about taking an oath to fulfill a mitzvah. Did not. Nishbala batal tavitzvah velo bitel patur. And that everybody agrees with. If you took an oath to not fulfill a mitzvah, and then you ended up doing the mitzvah, your patur, your oath is nothing. But l'kayem et mitzvah, let's say you took an oath to eat matzah on Pesach. V'lo came, and you didn't eat matzah on Pesach. Patur, you're also exempt. Shahayah b'din shei chayav k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav. Because in that case, I might argue from Kal v'chomer that you would be chayav, as per Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav, who says you are chayav. What's his argument? Da'am Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav, uma im ha'reshut she'eino mushpah lemi har Sinai, if a neutral activity, like eating cheesecake on a Tuesday, which you're not obligated from our Sinai, harehu chayav aleha, but you could make yourself chayav by making a shvua, mitzvah shmushvah lami our Sinai, but eating matzah on Pesach, sitting in a sukkah, putting on tefillin, which you are bound from our Sinai, and odin shei chayav aleha, certainly it should be. In other words, this activity is an activity that's already of a stronger nature, therefore the shvua should be chal. Amru lo lo. The answer of Yehuda ben Beteirav was just the opposite. Im amarta b'shvuat rashut, if you're talking about something that's in neutral territory, Shekein asab alav kehen, because there you could make the oath either direction. You could make an oath to eat cheesecake and to not eat cheesecake. Tomar b'shvuat mitzvah, but you can't say that about shvuat mitzvah because you agree with us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav. You cannot make a shvua to cancel a mitzvah. Ken lo asab alav kehen. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteirav seems to be of the opinion that an oath can stand by itself even if it's not reversible. Meaning, even if I could only say the positive side, not the negative side. And Rabbanan insists that if you can't say the negative side, the positive side is not valid either. So therefore, since you can't say a shvua that you won't eat matzah, therefore your shvua that you will eat matzah is invalid. So name a Rav Dakar Yudav Emetera. So Rav sounds like he doesn't care about its reversibility, and he says like a Yudav Emetera, Shmuel Demarka Rabbanan. And again, the same problem. So I'll leave it over Yudav Emetera Kulei Amal Pligi. Everybody agrees, according to Yudav Emetera, that the oath stands by itself and doesn't need to be reversible. Hashtalav Mahenlobai, he doesn't even care that it could be flippable within the same time frame between positive and negative. Commission and restraint. Lahabal Shal Rabbi, he's certainly not going to demand that it should be reversible in the future. Keep Pligi, Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing. I'll leave it Rabbanan, within Rabbanan. Shmuel Karabbanan. Shmuel holds like the straight up meaning of Rabbanan, which is that there is a demand for reversibility. Rav, he says, Kiloma Chav Rabbanan Balav Mahain, when is it the Rabbanan do not demand, do not say your Chayev? That's when it's Lav Mahain, meaning they demand that there be reversibility within the same time frame between commission and restraint. Because that's explicit in the text. But the relationship between fast and past and future, that comes from extra words in the pasuk. That's not explicit. That's drasha. That they say to be chayv, even if it's not reversible to the future. So therefore, Rav would say, even Rabbanan would agree with me that an oath that Ploni threw something in the sea would be valid, even though you can't make an oath that Ploni will throw something. Okay. Let's see if this works. The guy says, I didn't eat today, I didn't put on tefillin today. And another guy says, I'm being mashpia you, that's true of Hamar Amen. And the guy says, Amen, which means it's like he said the Shvua. Chayav. So, this is a challenge to Shmuel, because Lo achalti would work because you could also say I won't eat. Aloy nachti mi day below aniach, but you can't say an oath, I swear I didn't put on tefillin, because you can't say I swear I won't put on tefillin. That won't be a valid shvuah. So that seems to be an attack on shvuah. You don't need reversibility to the future. So humoti lavu mafarek la. Rahununa challenged it, and he's the one who also answered it. It's tadim tani. This is this distributed state. Lo achalti and that means lo ochal is the korban. Lohinachti lamalkot. That is, as far as if you take the oath b'mezid, and there's no din of reversibility because that doesn't come from our parsha at all. That's from Akum. The Meitiv Rav. Rav now is a challenge on Shmuel, which is Ezui Shvuat Shav. The statement is, very famous statement is, what's a Shvuat Shav? We've seen this several times. If you take an oath to subvert that which everybody knows. Gamar Lamud Shel Even Shu Shel Zahav. He said that particular pillar is made of gold. Right, the Eiffel Tower is made of feathers. It says, but it has to be known by at least three people to consider it known, and therefore Shvuat Shav. Now, Tama Denikar, we assume that that's only because it's Nikar. Halonikar, if it's something nobody knows about, but is patently untrue, and you know it's untrue, Over Mishvun Shvuat Bitui, we think it's Shvuat Bitui. You can't make that about the future. You can't say it is gold. Say it will be gold. So that seems to challenge Shmuel. The answer is who motivam farikla. Rav answered his own question. Nikar over mishum shvuat shav. If everybody knows about it, shvuat shav. Lo nikar, if people don't know about it but it is untrue, over mishum shvuat shaker, shvuat shaker. It's not bitui. Bitui is not in here. Okay, Amar Abaye. Umod de Rav. Interesting thing. He claims that Rav would agree that it is not a valid shvua, but omer lechaviro shvua shani yodeh lecha idut. Sometimes a friend said, I take an oath that I know some testimony, I could be an aid. It turns out he doesn't have it. The patur. Why are you patur? Because there you really can't flip it to the opposite. You can't say, I take an oath that I don't know Eidut and be lying, because that's already Shvuat Eidut. And that comes under a whole different rubric. You have to be kosher l'hayid, and has to be beveitin. And so therefore, since this one you can't flip between commission to restraint, between positive and negative, therefore Rav would agree that it's invalid. Now yadati v'lo yadati, if he said, I knew testimony for you, that's machloket. Shmuel, obviously you can't say, lo eda, I won't know. So if you say that reversibility only has to be within the same time frame, like Rav, then it's good. According to Shmuel, it's not good. Hey adti v'lo hey adti, I testified or I didn't testify, say machloket. Now, I understand Shmuel's position. For the first time now in this whole piece, Shmuel comes out stronger because Milta, the late Devilahaba, the Machai, Valley of the Shavar, if he can't make it to the future, then it's invalid if it's about the past. Lahachi afkar achmanu l'shvua ta'edu b'chal shvua chek abitui. That's why the Torah may have had a separate shvua called shvua ta'edu, which is, by the way, the first pasuk parakei in Vayikra, in our section. Why does the Torah have to give us different shvua ta'edu? After all, according to Rav, since when you say, I swear that I didn't see you borrow lend the money, that's already a shvua bitui that's valid, even though you can't say, I swear that I won't see you see them lend the money. Therefore, why do we need a separate piece of shvua ta'edu? The student said to Abaye, maybe to make you chayiv twice. You're too chayiv twice if you lied under shvua ta'edu because of bitui and edu. So Amar Lahu, Tarti lo matzi to Amritu. You can't say chayiv twice. Tanya, in the end of our pasuk, it says, V'ayah kesham le'achat mi'ele. If he's guilty of one of them, you can only be chayiv one thing per shvua. You can have multiple shvuot in a statement. One thing per shvua. So according to Baye now, why did the Torah, Abaye who rejected his student's counsel of saying Yechayev twice, so according to him, how would Rav explain why the Torah had a special halach of Shvuat Eidu? Just assume it under Shvuat Pitu. In the context of Yediot HaTumah, which we dealt with in first and second parak, it says Vanela several times. He didn't know. In the case of the Shvua, it says Vanela. It doesn't say that in Shvuat Eidu. Lo yagid v'nasa avono. Shvuat Eidu, it's very important as a separate thing, because you're chayiv, even if you do it intentionally, you're chayiv korban ol v'yorei. It's the only one that you're chayiv with memezi. So I'm going to avon ol abaye. So the students again said to abaye, so maybe if you lie about what you don't know about the testimony intentionally, you're chayiv once. But maybe if it was unintentional, you're chayiv twice. One for edut and one for bitui. I already told you. The word achat means you can only be chayiv one chiyu per shvua in for orla viore. And if you did it intentionally, there's no two there anyways, because intention in a shvuat pitui doesn't lead to a korban. So there's no way to have two korbanot from this. The shogeg one is only the achat, and mezid, there's only one thing on the table. That's Abaye's answer to why there's shvuat ta'edut as a separate piece, according to Rav. Rav Amar, he says, one of the midot of Rabbi Shmuel is something that was subsumed under a general rubric and then was expressed separately, it now becomes a totally independent piece, and all of there is the chidush. We had shvuat bitui, and now we have shvuat edut as a separate unit, and now becomes separate and is not part of shvuat bitui anymore. All it has is its chidush, which is Ravi Lahadid and Veitin, etc. Now, Michal Davayas of our Itala Shvua Ve'olam, so that, does that mean that Abaye says that really there is some sort of a shvuat bitui involved in a shvuat edut? Just we can't, we have a mechanism that we can't be machayiv twice, but the, theoretically it's there. Va'amar Abaye moderav ba'omer l'chaver shua shani yod el chayidut shakach tolo yod elay de pater ha'volayte v'hini yod el chayidut. But Abaye was the one who said that Rav would agree that if you made a shvua that you don't have any testimony about the guy, that you do have testimony about the guy, and it turns out you don't, he's pater because you can't flip it and say you don't know testimony about him, because that's not shvuat bitui at all. And here Abaye seems to be saying it is shvuat bitui, just you can't be machayiv for it. The answer is hadar Abaye me'ahi. The answer is Abaye must have changed his mind from that statement, which was the earlier statement in our Gemara. He must have changed his mind. How do we know that? Because this later conversation is with his students. He's already a Rosh Hashiva now, and that's later in life. And at that point, he's really saying that it is it really is sort of a shvuat bitui, but there's a limitation of being chayiv once. V'baitem, another possible answer is achad minay Rav Papa Amara. One of those reports from Abaye, we didn't hear directly from him, we heard it via Rav Papa, and so the real is a conflict, he said. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Mirz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will finish up this Mishnah, analyzing Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of, at the end of the Sugyan, Chavav Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful